Brothers and sisters,
下午好，弟兄姐妹们。
I commend you for coming out on this freezing cold winter day.
我很赞赏你们在这样一个非常寒冷的冬天，你们还来这里敬拜神。
But as our brother prayed, it's good to be together here in the warmth of Christian fellowship.
就像我们的弟兄刚才祷告的时候说的，在这里，在这样一个温暖的这个教会里，我们。弟兄姐妹聚在一起是非常好的。
Thank you for your prayers. I'm coming back recently from a time in India where we were training 40 rural pastors.
我很谢谢你们的祷告。在过去的这个时间里的，我去了印度，在那里培训了40多位就是当地的这个牧师。
And I've been training this group of pastors in particular on how to preach.Biblical expository messages.
那我在我在训练他们呢，怎么样去用这个解经式的讲道法来讲解圣经。
And then last, of course, it was very warm in India.
当然，在那里印度是非常暖和的。
And then last Sunday on the way back home, I had the joy and privilege of.Stopping over in Singapore and worshiping with brothers, dear brothers and sisters there in Singapore.
上个主日呢，我很荣幸有机会呢，在新加坡停留，然后在那里呢，我跟那里当地的弟兄姐妹们一起敬拜神。
My wife told me what was waiting for me here at home.
我的妻子呢说，在这里她在等着我回家。
And I have to confess, I was tempted to stay in Singapore.
但是我也愿意向大家来承认，我确实愿意待在新加坡。
I don't know why I live here in Minnesota. I don't like this weather.
我都不知道我为什么还住在明尼苏达，我不喜欢冷的气候。
But it's a joy, again, to be together with all of you.
当然，跟你们在一起是非常喜乐的。
Just unite your hearts with mine in a brief word of prayer.
让我们大家同心合一的一起祷告。
As we prepare for the preaching of God's word.
在我来讲解神的话语之前，我们一起祷告。
Lord, we thank you for this opportunity to gather together to worship you.
主啊，谢谢你给我这样的机会，我们在一起敬拜你。
And Father, we ask that you would.Help us now just to focus on you and your word.
天父啊，我们求你让我们把我们的思想注意力都集中在你和你的话语上。
We ask that you would speak to us through your word.
我祷告你通过你的话语向我们说话。
And that our lives would be transformed as a result.
所以我们的生命呢可以被改变。
We pray this now in Jesus' name.
我这样祷告是奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
It was Sunday, October 8th, 1871.
在1871年是一个主日10月8号。
A small fire started in the barn of a woman called Catherine O'Leary.
在那个 Catherine O'Leary 她的一个很小的一个房子一个藏谷物的房子里面有着了火。
Two days later, 17,500 buildings in the city of Chicago had been destroyed.
那么在那个芝加哥附近的有1.7亿个这个房子呢被那场火呢给毁灭了。
The small fire that started in her farm, in her barn, had destroyed over 3 square miles of the city of Chicago.
那么在当时呢，就是有一个很小的一个火苗引起了那场大火，在他的这个农作物的那个 barn 里，然后把这个城市的三分之一呢给烧掉。
300 people lost their lives.
那么有30万人失去了是300万人300
And 100,000 people were left homeless as a result of what became known as the Great Chicago Fire.
那么10万人呢他们呢没有了家。
It ended up costing the city between $200 and $400 million.
那么大概有1000万、4000万的人，4000万的这个钱呢，财产被毁掉了。
What started quite possibly with a cow kicking over a lantern in a barn led to an immense disaster.
那么这个小的这个事件呢，就是一个牛它踢倒了一个在这个在这个谷物仓里面的一个灯。一个油灯踢倒了以后，点燃了，引燃了这场大火。
A disaster that impacted an entire city.
那么这个灾难呢，整个影响了整个的城市。
And I share this story because it's a fitting picture, I believe, of the devastating power of the tongue that's described for us here in James chapter 3.
我来在这里分享这个故事呢，是因为这个小的故事呢，就让我想起了这个，跟这个今天我们说的这个第三章的这个制服舌头这个很接近。
I don't know if you remember, but in our last message from James, which was last year,
我不知道你们还记不记得，就在去年呢，我们最后一次关于雅各书的这个经节。
We looked at the message from chapter 2 that faith without works is really no faith at all. It's dead faith.
那么我们知道，如果信心没有好的果子，那么这个信心就是死的，没有任何作用。
Chapter 3 expands on that message by giving a very practical example of faith without works.
那么第三章呢，就开始讲到这个信心，在这个非常实用的范围里讲到这个信心到底应该有什么样的果子。
The example of the use of our tongues.
那么其中的例子呢，就是我们怎么样使用我们的舌头。
This afternoon, we want to consider three truths from these verses that we read together a moment ago.
那么我今天呢，想从三个方面讲关于舌头的真理。
We want to look first of all at the direction of our tongues.
第一呢，是我们怎么样去引导我们的舌头。
The dangers of the tongue.
然后舌头有什么样的危险。
And then finally, how to go about disciplining the tongue.
然后我们怎么样的训导我们的舌头。
Let's consider first the direction of the tongue.
我们先看一下，那么我们怎么样去引导、教导我们的舌头
？This whole chapter really is a warning about the power of the tongue.
这整个第三章呢，就是在警告我们舌头有如何大的威力。
And in the first five verses, we see that this warning is actually addressed to teachers and preachers in the church.
那么前面的第五节呢，都是在。把这个警告这些教师或者是讲道的人，怎样用他们的舌头
？It's addressed to them in particular because their vocation involves speaking.
那么这样的教导给他们，是因为他们的职业就是在用他们的舌头来说神的话语。
But the warning isn't just for teachers and preachers; it extends beyond them to all of us who.Call ourselves followers of Jesus Christ.
那么这个警戒呢，不只限制在这个教讲道和教导的人，而且限制延伸到我们所有的基督徒。
Brothers and sisters, we all need to be aware of the power of the tongue.
那么弟兄姐妹们，我们都应该知道，要意识到舌头有如何大的威力。
No matter how old we are, how young, whether we're men, whether we're women, we all need to be aware that the tongue has power to direct the entirety of our lives.
那么不管你是男人、女人、老人或者年轻人，那么我们要意识到，那么舌头呢，它会掌控我们生命中的很多的方向。
The tongue has power to direct the entirety of your family.
那么这个舌头呢，它可以引导你这个家庭走到什么样的方向
？Of the church.
还有教会的方向。
And indeed of our society.
还有我们整个的社会。
Brothers and sisters, your words determine your personality and define your destiny.
弟兄姐妹们，你的话语呢？ 在给你自给你的性格和你的给你自己下一个很定义。
Speech is key to our humanity.
那么话语呢，是我们人类呢特有的一个功能。
And your spoken words for good or evil are the clearest expression of who you are.
那么你讲什么样的话呢？其实就是定也给了一个定义，你是个什么样的人。
And the direction that your life is going to take.
那么你的生命的生命的方向呢，也是在朝那样的方向走。
To state it simply, what James is saying in the first five verses is that your words have power.
那么前面五节呢，就是雅各告诉我们，你的话语是有力量的。
Power to create.
它可以创造。
Power to reveal.
它可以。
Power also to deceive.
还可以欺骗。
Power to destroy.
可以显明，还可以毁灭。
Proverbs 18 verse 21 teaches us that death and life are in the power of the tongue.
那么在箴言里就有说到，你的生或者死就在你的嘴下。
Dear friends, I don't know about you, but for me, this is a sobering realization.
那么弟兄姐妹们，我不知道对你怎么样，但对我来说，这是一个非常好的警戒。
Sobering because of the inherent dangers of the tongue.
它让我警醒，是因为那么这个舌头它的有多大的这个威力。
And that's what James goes on to talk about in the next verses 5 to 12.
那么下面呢雅各呢继续从第五节到第十二节继续讲。
In particular, he describes three dangers for us in these verses.
那么有五个危险，那么舌头可以有的五个危险。
The first is in verses 5 to 6, and it's this: the tongue spreads evil.
那么第五到第六节讲到舌头呢。他呢可以去传播这个邪恶。
Consider what a great forest is set on fire by a small spark. The tongue also is a fire, a world of evil among the parts of the body. It corrupts the whole body, sets the whole course of one's life on fire, and is itself set on fire by hell.
所以看哪，最小的火能点着最大的树林。舌头就是火，在我们白体中，舌头就是个罪恶的世界，能污秽全身，也能把生命的轮子点起来，并且是从地狱里点着的。
Do you hear the message?
你听到这些话了吗？
Our gossip, our slander, our criticisms can spread like a cancerous evil through our bodies.
我们的闲言碎语，我们的恶毒的攻击。我们的很多这些邪恶的话，那么都是可以引起很大的火。
But they can also spread like a cancerous evil through our family, through the church, through our community, and do immense damage.
那么它可以在教会里、在家庭里，甚至在社交社区里，那么都会像癌症一样的那么去传播，然后造成很大的破坏。
And our hurtful words directed at others.
那么我们伤害别人的话呢，可以直接的传递给那个人。
Hurt not only other people.
不光是他自己，而且还有周围其他的人。
But what we learn here is that they also corrupt the whole of our own person.
而且呢，也更重要的是，他也是会污秽我们自己。
They end up corrupting our own family.
它会毁掉我们自己的家庭。
In fact, James uses in the original language, he uses the term here, the wheel or the cycle of life in verse 6.
那么在第六节里，雅各呢特别比喻说，就像是能把生命的轮子来点起来。
The point he's making is that an unbridled tongue sets in motion a cycle that can even spread evil over generations.
而且呢一个没有受控制的舌头呢，它可以把这个邪恶呢传播给其他的下一代。
When I was a little boy,
当我是个小男孩的时候
，I remember coming home one day in tears.
我记得有一天我回到家里，哭着回到家里。
One of my friends called me a bad name.
那我的一个朋友呢，他叫了一个我，给我起了一个很不好的名字。
And my mother taught me a little saying that was popular at the time.
那我的妈妈告诉我，那个时候那样的说话是很
The saying went like this: Sticks and stones can break my bones, but names can never hurt me.
我的妈妈教育我呢，那石头或者棍子可以把你的骨头打断，但是话语呢，不应该是伤害到你。
And as an adult, I've come to realize that that is utter and complete nonsense.
当我成年了以后呢，我就想到这种说法呢，其实是不逻辑的。
Words hurt.
那么话语呢，它是会伤害。
Many of you know because you have been hurt by something that someone once said to you.
那么很多呢，你自己可能也有这样的体会，就是你也被同样的伤害的话伤害过。
And many of us, unfortunately, have hurt others with our words.
我们也伤害过别人，用我们的话语。
Careless, selfish words.
那么那些不经意的和自私的话语。
And one of the things that we learn in ministering to the deep emotional and spiritual needs of people.
那么我们在跟人交流的时候发现很多的时候我们帮助别人的。
It's that people who have been hurt tend to be the ones that hurt others.
那么好多就是那些被伤害了的人呢，他呢以后就会有这种倾向去伤害别人。
Hurt people hurt people.
那么伤害己就伤害人，伤害人就伤害己。
And so the cycle continues.
那么这样的一个恶性循环就继续下去。
You see, the danger with the tongue is that it is a destructive tool of hell.
那么舌头的危险呢，它就是因为它是一个非常能够毁坏人的一个从地狱来的一种evil。
But there's a second danger that we read about in verses 7 to 10.
那么还有第二个危险。
And that is that the tongue is impossible to tame.
那么制服舌头呢，几乎是不可能的。
All kinds of animals, birds, reptiles, and sea creatures are being tamed and have been tamed by mankind, but no human being can tame the tongue. It is a restless evil full of deadly poison.
那么第七节，各类的走兽、飞禽、昆虫、水族，本来都可以制服，也已经被人制服了，唯独舌头没有人能制服，是不止息的恶物，满了害死人的毒气。
Try as we might, we're not able to tame our tongues.
不管我们费多大的力气去制服舌头，我们都不可能做到。
It's always prone to further evil.
那么总是要。犯更大的这个
Our tongues are completely unstable and full of what is described here as deadly poison.
那么舌头呢，它继续是一个非常有威力的这种邪恶的一个物件。
This is illustrated in the following verses by the fact that we speak out of both sides of our mouth.
那么后面又说到十节，说到颂赞和咒诅都是从一个嘴里出来。
We gather together and we use our tongues to praise God.
当我们聚在一起，我们用我们的舌头来赞美神。
And in the car on the way home, we begin to slander a brother or a sister who has been created in His very image.
那么在我们回家的车里面，我们可能在一起就会去说诋毁我们弟兄姐妹的话。那么这些弟兄姐妹都是按照神的形象造的。
How can we praise God?
那么我们怎么样赞美神呢
？And then gossip, slander, ridicule, or abuse those who are made in His image.
同时呢，我们又去说闲话，或者是去 说恶语，去攻击那些跟我们一起是被神所造的弟兄姐妹们。
Friends, James says these things ought not to be.
那么，雅各在这里告诉我们，这样的事情是不应该发生的。
Especially in the church.
特别是在神的教会里。
And yet we continue to bring harm on the body of Christ because our tongues will not be tamed.
那么当我们的舌头不被制服的时候，我们经常用我们的舌头呢去伤害在主里的弟兄姐妹们。
We see the destructive power of the tongue.
我们看到这个舌头的危害了吗？
The evil that it spreads.
那么这种邪恶它在传播的这些邪恶吗？
We see that our tongues refuse to be tamed.
那么我们的舌头呢，它也不被制服。
But this reveals a third and even deeper danger of the tongue.
那么还有第三个更甚的这个危险，舌头可以带来。
And we see this in verses 11 and 12.
在11到12节。
That the tongue actually reveals that this is.A deeper issue, it reveals the condition of our hearts.
那么舌头呢？它其实显明了一个更深层的问题，我们的心的问题。
Can both fresh water and salt water flow from the same spring? My brothers and sisters, can a fig tree bear olives or a grapevine bear figs? Neither can a salt spring produce fresh water.
泉源从一个眼里能发出甜苦两样的水吗？我的弟兄们，无花果树能生橄榄吗？橄榄树能结无花果吗？咸水里也不能发出甜水来。
Jesus himself tells us in Matthew chapter 12, verse 34, that the mouth speaks out of that which fills the heart.
那么耶稣基督在马太福音第十二章告诉我们，那嘴所说的其实 只不过是心里头所想的。
In other words, our words are the outward expression of the inward condition of our hearts.
那么另一句话说，就是我们的话语只是暴露出来我们内心的倾向，心里装的是什么。
So sinful, hurtful words reveal the sinful, hurtful condition of our hearts.
那么有罪的和伤害的话语，那么发自满了罪孽和伤害人的心。
Angry words reveal the deep-seated bitterness and resentment in our hearts.
那么生气的话语呢，显示出来了我们心里面呢有很多的苦毒和抱怨。
Slanderous words and gossip reveal the envy and the jealousy in our hearts.
那么攻击和闲话呢，攻击和闲说闲言碎语，那么显示出来我们心里面有很多的嫉妒纷争。
So brothers and sisters, what we need, hear me, what we need to discipline the tongue is much more than a change of behavior.
那么弟兄姐妹们，我们怎么样去训诲我们的舌头，其实是怎么样来改变我们的心。
What we need is an operation on our hearts. We need a change of heart.
我们需要一个新的改变和一个在心上的一个手术。
Now, I don't know if any of you will be able to relate to this story that I'm about to tell you.
那么我不知道你们有多少人能够理解我下面要讲的一个故事。
But I remember when my oldest daughter, Kirsten, was just a little girl.
我记得我的长女呢，当时只是一个很小的女孩的时候。
And she came home from, we lived at this time in Germany.
我们那个时候还住在德国。
She came home from elementary school one day.
那么有一天她从小学里放学回家。
And she started using a curse word. I won't say it.
那么她开始。
It was in German anyway, so.
那他开始用一些不好的一些咒语，那么这些是当然是德语。
And she said it three times.
他说了三遍。
And I looked at her, this little sweet thing, using this word.
那我在盯着他看这个这么一个甜美的一个小女孩，她在用这样不好的语言。
Now I know what happened.
我知道发生了什么。
She heard the word from the other kids at school.
那么她在学校里肯定是听了别人说过。
They were using it. In fact, a lot of German kids couldn't get out of a sentence without using this word.
那么很多的德国的小孩呢，他们可能每句话里面都没有办法不用这样的不好的言语。
So she started using it.
那么她也开始学会了。
So what did my wife and I do as good parents?
那么我和我的妻子作为好的父母，我们怎么样做呢？
Well, we took her into the bathroom. We got a bar of soap.
那么我们把她带到了厕所，我们拿了一块香皂。
You're laughing. You know what's coming.
你们在笑，那么你们知道我在做什么。
And we washed out her mouth with soap to teach her a lesson.
我就用香皂来洗他的嘴，然后让他来学一个功课。
What were we trying to do?
那么我们所做的。
We were trying to change her behavior.
我们在想着去改变他这个外在的这个坏的行为。
When what was really needed
但是确实
需要的 was a change of heart.
是他的心的改变。
Whole social philosophies like Confucianism.
那么现在这个很多的这个很多的这个社会上的这些教义呢，就像是就很非常的让人迷惑。
Entire religious systems have been developed to do the same.
那么很多的教导呢，甚至一些宗教的教导呢，也都做同样的事情。
They're oriented at changing people's behaviors.
那么就像孔夫子主义，他们都是在从这个改变人的行为做起。
When what is really needed is a fundamental change of the heart.
那么其实真正需要的是一个最基本的心的一个改变。
And this is the point that James now goes on to make in the final verses of the chapter, verses 13 to 18.
那么这就是雅各他最后总结，在最后总结出来有什么样的改变。
I realize this has been a hard message.
我知道这是一个非常难的一个教导。
It was a hard message for me to prepare because God was asking me to examine my own heart.
那么为什么难，对我也是很难，因为神也在让我检查我自己的舌头。
And it's a hard message to preach because we don't want to just stand up here and talk about, you know, the evils of the tongue and the fact that we can't tame the tongue and the fact that, you know, it reveals the condition of our hearts.
那么很难来教导这个信息，是因为我们不只是把这个舌头的危害，舌头的舌头如何的坏，舌头怎么样不能被驯服，还有舌头它自己造成的各种样的恶果。
But this is the gospel part of the message in verses 13 to 18.
但是最后呢，十三到十八节呢，给了我们福音的好的消息，关于我们舌头的问题。
This is the good news part of the message.
这就是最好的这个部分，关于怎么样对付舌头。
The wisdom that James talks about here in these verses is not.Our efforts to change our behavior.
那么在这里，雅各的智慧呢，就是我们对付舌头不是来纠正外在的这个外在的这个现象。
We've already seen that the tongue cannot be tamed.
我们知道舌头呢，它是不可能被人制服的。
The wisdom that James is speaking about is not the wisdom of this world.
那么这个智慧呢？雅各说的并不是从世上来的智慧。
It's not about our efforts to try to live a better life.
不是我们自己怎样的努力去过一个好的生活。
The wisdom he's talking about here is a wisdom that he describes as coming from above.
那么这个智慧呢，就是从上面来的一个正确的一个好的智慧。
It's God's provision for all the hurtful words that we have spoken and all the hurtful words that we have believed.
是神给的这个护理，那么多的我们说的那些伤害的话，神来护理和医治。
Brothers and sisters, God spoke in creation.
弟兄姐妹们，神呢从创造世界以来就说了。
Satan spoke in the fall.
那么撒旦呢，在人堕落的时候也说了话。
You and I speak, and we're condemned by our own words.
我们在说话的时候呢，我们自己被自己的话语定了罪。
But God speaks once more in redemption.
但是神再一次说话的时候，就是给了我们医治和拯救的。
God has the last word.
神呢，他在说了最后的话。
And that word is Jesus.
那么这个 word, 这个道，这个道呢，就是耶稣基督。
The wisdom from above.
就是从天上来的智慧。
Jesus lived the perfect life that you and I can never live.
耶稣基督在地上过了一个非常完美的生命，我们是没有的。
Jesus speaks the perfect words that we could never speak.
耶稣基督说了最完美的话语，我们做不到。
So the real question here is not what is this wisdom and how do I get it?
那么真正的问题不是说这个智慧在哪，我们怎么样去拿到。
The question here is who is this wisdom?
那么我们应该问的问题是谁是这个智慧。
The answer is Jesus.
那么答案就是耶稣基督。
He's the wisdom from above.
那么他是从上面来的智慧。
Who comes to bring a genuine and lasting transformation to our hearts.
那么他呢来到我们中间呢，带来了真实的和永远都可以改变内在的一个道。
For those who believe in him.
那么对所有他相信他的人。
And this transformation will begin to work itself out in the way that we speak.
对所有相信他的人，他带来的一个改变就是。我们能够按照他的方式来说话。
The call here is not the call to wisdom here is not a call for us to do by our own effort what we can never do.
那么我们在这里呼吁这个智慧，那么并不是说来用这个智慧来用我们的能力来做什么。
Wisdom is allowing the life and words of Christ to speak to us and in us.And through us to others.
那么这个智慧呢，就是来让耶稣基督的智慧通过我们，从我们里面来发出来好的言语，对我们周围的人。
Dear brothers and sisters, the ultimate solution to our word problem is the living word of God Himself.
那么对我们舌头的这个问题的彻底的解决的办法就是这个耶稣基督他的道从我们里面说出来。
When I was a teenager, I was a small, little, skinny, blonde-haired kid.
那当我是一个青少年的时候，我是一个非常黄头发的一个非常
I sometimes got picked on at school.
那么有的时候我在学校呢被别人嘲弄。
Because people like to pick on small, skinny.Little blonde-haired kids, I guess. I don't know.
因为好多人都喜欢那么去嘲弄这些小个子的黄头发的这样的一个很瘦小的。
And so I thought, well, I have to portray myself as someone who's tough.
那么我就想我自己呢，应该在外人面前表现出来我非常的我非常的强大。
And so I began to use all kinds of horrible language.
那么我就开始用很多很吓人的话语。
I thought it would make me sound really cool and really tough, and other people would leave me alone.
我在想的那样的我看起来就在别人眼里看起来就很强壮，也很潮流，这样别人就不会欺负我。
And I'm embarrassed to confess this, but my language was awful.
那么我很羞耻说具体的这些什么事情，但是呢，我的语言呢那个时候是非常的不好。
I'm ashamed of the things that I have said to others.
那么我很感觉到非常的羞愧，我说了很多不好的话。
But it was about the age of 17 or 18.
那么大概是在17到18岁的时候。
When the Lord Jesus Christ really got a hold of my life.
那么耶稣基督呢，他真的是来抓住了我。
And when I began to yield my life to Jesus Christ,
那我的心呢，开始向耶稣基督呢来让步。
And really trust in Him as my Savior and Lord.
那我真实的呢，确实从心里面来相信他是我的主。
And He began to do His work of transformation in my heart and in my life.
那么他开始在我的心里做这种完全的改变的生命。
And I remember one day meeting a friend that I hadn't seen for several months.
我记得有一天我遇到了一个我的朋友，我有几个月没有见到他了。
And as we were talking, he started to look at me kind of funny, and he was sort of tilting his head like this.
那么当我跟他谈话的时候，他开始用异样的眼光来看着我。
And he said, "What's the matter with you?"
他问我，你到底怎么了？
I said, "What do you mean?"
然后我问他， yeah. 你什么意思？
I thought I had a big zit on the end of my nose or something. I don't know.
我还以为我鼻子上有个什么东西。
And he said, "No, what's the matter with you?"
然后他说，不是不是的，到底你到底怎么？
I said, "I don't know what you're talking about."
我不懂你在讲什么。
He said, "You don't talk like you used to talk."
他说你不像你以前那样的说话了。
And all of a sudden, I realized, you know what? You're right.
那我呢也一下子意识到我确实是不一样了。
Without me trying to change my behavior, trying to stop talking the way I was talking,
不是我自己呢，在强制性的告诉我自己不要像以前那样说话。
Christ had begun to do His work of transformation.
那么基督开始在我的心里做他的改变的工作。
And one of the natural results of that was my tongue was no longer speaking those hurtful, curse-filled words.
那么这个明显的改变就是我开始自然而然的说不说那些不好的语言，开始说一些好的话语。
The wisdom that comes from heaven.
那么这样的智慧呢，是从天上来的。
Verse 17 is pure. It's peace-loving, considerate, submissive, full of mercy and good fruit, impartial and sincere. Peacemakers who sow in peace reap a harvest of righteousness.
十七、十八节，唯独从上头来的智慧，先是清洁，后是和平，温良柔顺，满有怜悯，多结善果，没有偏见，没有假冒，并且使人和平的，是用和平所栽种的义果。
Brothers and sisters, as we close this afternoon, let me just leave with you a number of practical implications from what we've seen.
弟兄姐妹们，在今天我结束这个讲道的时候，我来给大家一些非常实用的建议。
First of all, if you're here today and you have never placed your faith and trust in Jesus Christ as your personal Savior and Lord, I want to invite you to do that.
如果在你们中间还有人没有把自己的信心交给耶稣基督，叫耶稣基督做他的救主和生命的主，我希望你们今天在这里做这件事。
Because it's not until we trust in Jesus that He can begin to do this work of transformation in our hearts and lives.
因为只有当耶稣基督进到我们心里做这个主，那么我们心才能够被彻底的改变。
Come and speak to me if you would like. Speak to the pastor, to one of the church leaders.
你或者私下来跟我来讲，或者是跟你的牧师，或者是教会的那些带领者。
We would be happy to share with you how you can enter into a personal relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ.
那么我们很高兴呢，来给你教导，告诉你怎样能够成为耶稣基督的的门徒。
But I'm aware that most of you know the Lord Jesus as your Savior and Lord.
那么我相信在你们中间很多都已经认耶稣基督为救主和生命的主。
And you've walked with Him for many years.
而且你也已经在他的家里有很多年了。
But can I invite you, if the Lord has convicted you today, if He's spoken to you today through His Word?
那么我就想让你想一想今天神有没有借着这段圣经向你的心说话。
Invite him to take control of your tongue and transform your heart.
那么邀请他来掌控你的舌头，然后来改变你的心。
Some of you may know I have a problem with gossip.
那么有的人呢可能会说我呢很愿意说一些闲言碎语。
I'm always criticizing others and putting them down.
那么我呢也愿意批评别人，然后让别人感觉到很渺小。
Give that to the Lord and ask him to take control of your heart, to transform your heart and take control of your tongue.
那么在神面前呢来放下你你这些罪，然后让神来掌管你的舌头。
Dedicate your tongue daily to Christ's service.
把你的舌头呢奉献给耶稣基督做他的器皿。
Lord, use my tongue today to be a tool of blessing and not a tool of hell.
那么让你的舌头呢成为一个祝福，而不是一个从地狱而来的一个恶魔。
And be proactive. Look for opportunities to speak words that are encouraging and bring life and hope and blessing to others.
那么更有甚的呢，你可以用你的舌头来传达神的祝福和把神在你身上的工作来传讲给别人。
Third,
第三，
if you're sitting here this afternoon and you realize that you've hurt someone with your words, maybe someone who's sitting here in this chapel as well.
那么如果你今天在这里意识到你有什么样的话语得罪了或者伤害过别人。
Or if you have been hurt by what someone has said to you.
或者你呢被别人的伤害的话伤害到。
I want to encourage you to go to that brother and sister to seek reconciliation and to seek forgiveness and reconciliation.
那么我呢邀请你去跟那些弟兄姐妹来在一起，那么你们来缓和你们的关系和互相饶恕罪。
In the Sermon on the Mount in Matthew 5 verses 23 and 24.
那么在马太福音登山宝训里，
Jesus says that if you're bringing your gift to the altar, in other words, if you're coming to church to worship.
那么耶稣基督说，那你要是来到教会来敬拜神。
And you remember that your brother or sister has something against you.
那么你想到了你的弟兄姐妹谁有什么事情得罪了他们。
He says, leave that gift and first go and be reconciled to your brother or sister.
And 耶稣基督说，你把你的礼物先暂时放下，然后去跟你的弟兄姐妹和好。
And then come and worship.
然后再来来到我的面前来敬拜我。
Now I know this isn't easy. It's never easy.
我知道这个不是简单的事情。
We're afraid of losing face.
那么我们害怕丢面子。
But it's for this reason that we have Jesus.
那这就是为什么我们需要耶稣基督。
Because seeking forgiveness and reconciliation will bring healing to you.
因为饶恕和和好，那么会需要耶稣基督来帮助我们。
It'll bring healing to others.
然后带来我们所有互相的医治。
To your family.
你家庭的医治。
To the church body.
教会肢体之间的医治。
And it will begin to transform your world.
然后就会来，耶稣基督就会来改变我们周围。
Finally, brothers and sisters.
那么最后，弟兄姐妹们。
Remember that these words were specifically directed at those who teach and preach the Word of God.
那么这些教导呢，是特别是对讲神的话语和讲道和教导的那些弟兄姐妹们。
And so let me ask you to prayerfully support those who do Christ's teaching in the church.
那么我来邀请你们为那些教导和讲道的那些弟兄姐妹们祷告。
Your pastor needs your prayers.
你的牧师需要你的祷告。
When I come to visit, I need your prayers.
当我来到你们教会来讲道，我也需要你们的祷告。
This is a terrific business to stand up here and to preach God's word. I need your help and your support in prayer.
那么这是一个非常伟大的工作，我站在这里向你们讲道，讲神的话语呢，我需要你们的支持和祷告。
I need your prayers. I'm going traveling around the world teaching others how to lead the churches, how to pastor their people.
那么我也需要你的祷告，当我到世界各地去训练那些牧师怎么样去牧养他的群羊的时候，也需要祷告。
Lord knows in my preaching there's plenty that you can criticize.
那么我知道有很多的事情你可以来批评指责。
But I need your prayer.
但是呢，我最需要的是你的祷告。
And I know your pastor welcomes your prayers as well.
我也知道您的牧师呢，他也更需要你们的祷告。
I pray that the Lord will now add His blessing to the preaching of His word to us today.
那么我也祷告神呢，把他的祝福加添在今天所听到的这些话语里。
Let's pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Father, we thank you for your word.
天父，我谢谢你的话语。
This is a hard message.
这是一个非常难的这个话语。
It's a hard message to preach, and I know it's a hard message to hear.
这个信息呢，听起来难，也听起来也非常的难讲解。
And Lord, the truth is that none of us are perfect, and that we have all stumbled in this area.
那么真理就是我们都是罪人，我们也常常犯罪。
And Lord, we thank you for your great mercy and your grace.
那么我谢谢主你自己的怜悯，你的恩典。
That in spite of us failing at time and time again, Lord, you show us mercy.
尽管我们一次又一次的失败跌倒，但是你还是怜悯我们。
And you grant to us your forgiveness.
And 你也饶恕我们。
Lord, I pray that today.We would just allow you to come and do your work of transformation in our hearts.
啊，主啊，我就求你今天在我们的心里面动工，来改变我们的生命。
And that would result in powerful change in the way we use our tongues.
那么这样呢，才能够真实的改变我们怎样用我们的舌头。
So that our words will bring grace to all who hear.
那么我们的话语呢，就会给听的人带来恩惠。
And we'll build people up.
那么会建立别人。
And encourage them with the life and the hope and the blessing that we have in you.
鼓励他们，给他们带来神的恩典和祝福。
Lord Jesus, we thank you for your word.
谢谢你，耶稣基督，你的话语。
We thank you for your presence in our life.
谢谢你在我们生命中的这些彰显。
And for your power to change.
还有你大能的改变的能力。
And we pray this in your precious and holy name.
我们这样祷告是奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.